This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. This week, as Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey signed the nation's most restrictive abortion bill, a near-total ban on abortions, it focused attention on how women's health and well-being has become a punching bag. It's also a sad period for women and doctors and nurses who have vowed to take care of them. A doctor who terminates a pregnancy could be sentenced to a far longer term than the man who rapes the woman and got her pregnant in the first place. There are some people who value the human life even before it's a life, when an embryo is no more than an organized collection of cells like a tumor. But they don't care about real kids and families who are standing at our borders pleading for asylum because their lives back home are total hell. These Americans, they shout from the highest peaks that every life is precious, but then they say to children, "You can't come to our loving, family-friendly nation." They have no compassion or understanding for a woman who just can't handle any more children, who can't afford to feed them or has no safe place for them to live, who needs to work to feed her other children. No, in 14 of our states, these women will not be allowed to end their own pregnancies in their own bodies. I'm sorry to tell our legislators that committed doctors and other health providers will not stop terminating pregnancies. They just won't. You see, their drive is not legal. They don't march to the desires of legislators. Theirs is a moral drive. These health providers, they believe in autonomy, in allowing women to make choices about their own bodies, and they believe that they'll make the best choices. They believe that because they have seen this time and time again, that if a woman doesn't want to carry a pregnancy to term, our society's in no position to force that upon them, any more than our government is in a position to raise the children for the women. They see what happens to unwanted children. They see our dysfunctional and abusive foster care system, our group homes, our receiving homes. They've seen women who can't stop using drugs, but who can at least make the right decision to not carry an intoxicated fetus to term. Our healthcare providers will stand up tall and advocate for our patients, even when there are entire prison wards, entire prisons filled with doctors and nurses sentenced to jail for caring for their patients. More doctors will come behind them to care for and protect women. And when they're arrested, more will come behind them. We're not training doctors and nurses to be pawns on a chessboard. They're not technicians or followers. Our health providers are professionals devoted to doing what they believe is the right thing for our patients. Governor Ivey, Brett Kavanaugh, and the religious right cannot put this genie back into the bottle. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.